Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. We've been talking all week on the program about whether the president's base is losing its enthusiasm for Barack Obama as we head into the 2012 election cycle. We talked about African Americans. We talked about Latino voters. A test of the base's enthusiasm for the president might have been done yesterday in the state of Colorado. The president was in Denver yesterday, back in the state where he accepted the nomination 3 years ago. The president was drumming up support for his latest $450 billion jobs plan.
There are construction projects all across this country just waiting to get started, and there are millions of unemployed construction workers ready to do the job. So my question to Congress is, what on earth are you waiting for? Let's get to work.
Strong cheers there as the president speaks in Denver last night. Nathan Heffel joins us, public affairs news manager for our affiliate station KUVO in Denver. He's also a local host of The Takeaway. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. How are you?
So you attended. I'm great. You attended the president's speech yesterday?
I did, yes, most definitely.
And what was the sense? I mean, very enthusiastic crowds, of course, when it was convention time 3 years ago. Colorado's still a critical state. And will be in 2012. But what was the reception like?
Well, it was lukewarm. Of course, you heard the cheers in that last clip. The Democratic organizers of the event say about 6,000 people attended. However, the parking lot, he was at a high school here in Denver, was pretty much half full. So it wasn't the hundreds of thousands of cheering, adoring political supporters that you saw, of course, during the DNC and when he signed the stimulus package here in 2009. So, yes, the crowd was exuberant, but lukewarm in a sense.
And is it a buyer's market for, Obama memorabilia, the enthusiasm of, say, vendors, of people in the audience? You mentioned the empty seats.
That's right. Yeah, there was a gentleman who was selling his own T-shirts. He's an artist outside the event. And it's an interesting clip that we have where he was selling it for a much higher price during the DNC convention here.
And how much was he selling it during the convention?
He was selling for $40 a pop, this shirt, and now it's going for about $10. So that just kind of shows the lukewarm feeling that at least the state of Colorado has for the president right now.
So here's the president really beginning to evoke some of the political themes that presumably would pass straight through to the 2012 election. Here he is speaking in Denver yesterday.
Of course, the Republicans in Congress, they call this class warfare. You know what? If asking a millionaire to pay the same tax rate as a plumber makes me a class warrior, a warrior for the working class, I will accept that. I will wear that charge as a badge of honor.
Now, did that resonate, Nathan?
That did resonate. That got the loudest cheer of the event. I think that was definitely Obama at his strongest during the speech, where he really energized the crowd in that sense, where he placed the blame, in a sense, on the Republicans and the members of Congress and away from the sense, deflecting things from himself, I think.
And among the people who showed up for this event, this idea that, okay, maybe Obama is having a little trouble right now in this tough economic environment, but running against the current GOP field actually favors Obama to a certain extent. Tell me about this fellow, Richard Noble.
Richard Noble, you know, he is a gentleman who is a solid Obama supporter. He voted for him. He is completely behind the president. But again, he feels that there's a point where we as Americans have to understand that, you know what, sometimes the president can't be all things to all people. And he feels that the jobs bill that the president is proposing may not be enough, and there may not be anything we can do to continue to improve the job market here in the country.
Well, let's listen to that sense of ambivalence. Maybe even it's more fair to call it frustration. Here's Richard Noble.
He is our greatest hope. So now how he's going to match population growth with job growth is going to be a very, very tricky. I don't know that it's possible. And I think sometimes we have to accept and surrender to the idea that we're at, I think, some sort of a wall.
Is that sense of we're up against the wall going to play politically in Colorado, do you think, Nathan?
I think that's definitely a possibility. You know, our unemployment rate is definitely, it's an issue. Of course, it's around 9%, if 8.5% is actually our unemployment rate. We're desperate here in Colorado for jobs. We're desperate for something from Washington, and we're not getting that here. That's the impression I found when I talked to people in the crowd and also people outside the event. They want to believe in this president, but again, they have an issue where they're not sure if the talk is really going to come through, if the Jobs Act is really going to provide the jobs to Coloradans that they want.
Nathan Heffel, public affairs news manager for our affiliate station KUVO in Denver. He's the local host of The Takeaway there in Denver on that station. And Nathan was at the president's speech yesterday talking with the supporters and people who attended the speech. Tell me about Mike Berg.
Mike Berg is an Obama supporter, and he has an issue with the fact that the congressional Democrats appear to be having issues. So he's behind the president 100%, but it's the Democrats he feels aren't stepping up to the plate, and the president's kind of in a corner with that situation.
Let's listen to Mike Berg.
If the rest of the Democratic Party does not get off the fence and support the president of the United States, that it might be time for some executive orders that create jobs.
I love that. When people in a democratic country get really frustrated, they call for a dictatorship. Sort of a theme around the world. Is there a sense that the Democratic Party is divided nationally from the perspective of people there in Colorado?
I believe so. I think that the Democrats here in Colorado, they're waiting for something. They're waiting for the president to be a bit more strong than he has been. And I think that could be felt across the country if you ask anyone in any community across the country.
It's Nathan Heffel, public affairs news manager for our affiliate station KUVO in Denver, talking about the reception that President Obama got in Colorado, a state that, while unemployment is high at 8.5%, it's actually better than the national average. Nathan Heffel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We leave you with the voice of President Obama speaking yesterday.
Pass this jobs bill, and right here in Colorado, thousands of construction workers will have a job again. This is one of the most common sense ideas out there. All over the country, there are roads and bridges and schools, just like Lincoln, that are in need of repair.
What's your view of President Obama? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Gauge your enthusiasm for us at thetakeaway.org.